The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I'll be honest with you, I think the firing squad is a lot more effective and efficient than a drug cocktail or other ways, because you die instantly with the bullet.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, starting with one of the state reps in Utah, Paul Ray, talking about firing squads. What a way to kick things off. But it's interesting, we've had a lot of controversy over the death penalty in recent years and recently because of lethal injection problems. And now in Utah, they're talking about, let's just bring back this firing squad, specifically this Paul Ray, who's introducing a bill next year that allows death row inmates to choose execution by firing squad. And this is because of the botched lethal injection in Oklahoma. He thinks that the execution by rifle is a much more humane way to kill inmates. What do you think? Is it a humane way to kill inmates instead to use five police officers with 30 caliber Winchester rifles to execute somebody? That happened in 2010, Ronnie Lee Gardner, the last execution, by the way, by rifle that was held in the state of Utah. He's saying that it's controversial, but it might be more palatable now because of the lethal injection problems. The Supreme Court reinstated the death penalty in 1976. There have been a couple of death row inmates that have opted to die by gunfire instead of lethal injection in Utah, but they are years away from exhausting all the appeals of death sentences. Lethal injection has become the default method of execution in the U.S. And now there's more scrutiny after secrecy and drug shortages in the last couple of years, and then this terrible April incident in Oklahoma when Clayton Lockett's vein collapsed and he died of a heart attack 40 minutes later. So you have other lawmakers, not just Ray, suggesting that let's go back to firing squads. It's cheap. It's humane. That's probably the best method. The prisoner dies instantly. Is it draconian? Is it really, really bad? It sounds bad. But the minute the bullet hits your heart, boom, you're dead. There's no suffering. Are they foolproof? Are firing squads foolproof? Is it possible they could move? Shooters could miss. Could it be a slow and painful death? Is the idea that it's quick and accurate really still realistic? You could go back to the 1800s. I know it's ridiculous. But the tail end, 1897, there was a firing squad that missed an inmate, Wallace Walker's heart. Took him 27 minutes to die. That was the accounts you can dig up about the execution. If Utah brings back firing squads, I think other states would think about the same thing as a default option rather than leaving it up to the inmates to choose, as was the practice before 2004. It could be naturally challenged in the courts and go all the way up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court last upheld the use of firing squads in 1879, but now times have changed in the country. Would a modern court rule the practice would violate an inmate's protection from cruel and unusual punishment? This all comes on the heels of the lethal injection that was botched that I told you about back in April. So what do you think? What is the humane way to do it? What is the main way to do it? Take humans out of the equation? Do it through a computer system? That seems like a decent option, but what if something fired incorrectly with the computer? Computers break down. What if something happened with the computer? You may be anti-death penalty, so then it's a moot point for you. You might be pro-death penalty. You might think it is a deterrent. Some people don't think it's a deterrent. Some people think it is. It's not an overall deterrent, or you would never have any of the murders or things that happen because people would be afraid to face the music. It is an interesting question when you talk about methods of execution and the death penalty and the humane way to take somebody out. What is the humane way to do that? I'll tell you what seems so inhumane is to see, and this is, they're just doing their job, is to see the firefighters that are so putting it all on the line in Southern California. Thank goodness they're starting to really get a handle on this because there have been so many fires that have cropped up. San Marcos area was perhaps the worst. That you have people that had to be evacuated, roadblocks had to be set up, anything to put the fires out, figuring out all these individual fires, what happened, what started them. You have a drought going on. Things are going up so, so quickly. And California's going to run out of money because this truly isn't really actually, and this is where we start with the buzz in the backyard, this truly isn't fire season. They could really eat this whole budget up in a blink of a couple of eyes, a few sparks here and there, and all the money is gone from the budget. And where is a broke state like California going to get the money to fight the fires? They'll do it. But then they're going to have to scrape together ways to pay for them. And you look at their taxes. Boy, oh boy, I'd be hard-pressed to squeeze some more tax money out of the good people of that state. That's why so many are fleeing, even reluctantly. Even reluctantly. Coming up in this hour of America tonight, a conversation with a hard right turn Hispanic talk show host Chris Salcido. He has some interesting thoughts on a couple of different things that I think you'll find fascinating. Part of our weekly re-rack as we are wrapping up one week and here we are pushing into another. Lots of speculation. It is speculating time as to 2016 and who's going to run and who's not going to run. When we come back on America Tonight, what the Republican National Chairman had to say about Hillary Clinton that just might shock you. Just might shock you. And Jeb Bush's name just will not go away. He's like that greenhead fly that's coming back. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, May 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,288.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,335.40, $667.70 for a half ounce, or $333.85 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,335.40, $667.70, and $333.85.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
National chair say that was so stunning about Hillary Clinton. Bum, 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 bum. She really wants to hear Hail to the Chief. I believe that. She wants her shot, her real shot, back at being president. But Rance Priebus is saying, I doubt whether Hillary Clinton will run in 2016. Wow. So at the beginning of the week, you have Karl Rove, the mastermind behind the Bush presidency, saying that Hillary Clinton could be brain damaged, then taking it back and explaining his remarks and saying that she obviously had a problem. We didn't know how long she was in the hospital. That's important. What was wrong with her health, with the blood clot. And now you have Priebus saying he doubts whether this Clinton run will happen, that the former Secretary of State's probably not really seeking that. And then he says, well, if she does, I don't fear her as a candidate. And, of course, he should say that. He says he knows a lot of people around her want her to run. He was part of the Sunday Swirl, the speculating club. And he was on Meet the Press with David Gregory. He said that he knows a lot of people want her to run. And I think they're creating the environment around here, which is causing us to talk about her. But he says, I don't believe that she will run for a couple of reasons. He says her role in, think about this, her role in Hillary care, her push for health insurance reform while she was the first lady will be brought up, her experiences in New York as a senator, where there's nothing significant to point to, would also be brought up. Her experience as Secretary of State is just not significant, but there's all kinds of problems with her. When she was asked questions about Benghazi, her response, what difference does it make? That comes up. That'll be an issue if she decides to run. Yeah. She might not ever hear that again unless she's trailing Bill Clinton somewhere and for fun someone plays it. So despite all these calls about Benghazi and her response and Rove and the apologies for the comments, you know, whether he's going to apologize or not, he says he thinks her age and her health are fair game. She said it was. He says it was fair game for Ronald Reagan. It was fair game for John McCain. So why isn't it fair game for Hillary Clinton to bring up age, health, and fitness as a candidate for the United States presidency? So record of Secretary of State, as Secretary of State, Benghazi, Boko Haram, Syria, all that kind of stuff. And Priebus didn't take the bait in speculating about Rove's claims, but did talk about all of the other things, saying it's really not a great win-win situation. And he wasn't completely sure that she was going to run anyway. Who else would run for president? At right now, who else would run for president if it wasn't Hillary Clinton? Who would be put up? I mean, I don't know where everybody's getting that. I really think that she runs. So there's no question about it. Unless there is some health reasons. If there is a health reason that for some reason puts her aside in her own mind, that she decides, geez, do I really want to do this? Am I up for this? I've been through all these campaigns. And that would be something that she, I think, would play close to the vest. And that would be it. But you know what it's looking like? More and more, it's looking differently. It's looking like you could have Julian Castro, who's an American politician in San Antonio, the mayor of San Antonio, Texas, in his third term, and he's from Mexico, he's of Mexican descent. You could have him on the under ticket of Hillary Clinton. Maybe she does one term if she were to be elected, but that's the big ifs. I mean, really, is she going to be elected? Or will somebody else, would somebody else step in there on the Republican side and just knock her completely even out of the equation? There's a bunch of things that she would be tied to. I think Priebus is right about that, that she can't hide from the Benghazi debacle, and especially the words she said. She can't hide from, if they really wanted to go back into her background, Whitewater, all that kind of stuff. Her health, I'm not sure. I think what she did as Secretary of State, a lot of different things could be thrown out there on the periphery. You still have to have big issues for the Republicans if a Republican is going to win. Boy, wouldn't it be great? Somebody fresh comes in. Somebody who is black and white. Somebody who says like it is, and even if they're wrong, then they say they're wrong, but they just cannot be separated from the accountability clause. I'd love to have a president. Just can't separate them from that. This is what I think. This is what's happening. This is who I'm going to try to really, really work with. And when it blows up, just to admit, can we really get that transparency thing and some person who's a statesman, somebody who says what they think, thinks what they say, if that makes sense. Maybe it's impossible. Maybe our system has run the gamut And we just can't, we can't get that person anymore because of how the game is rigged. And that's cynical, but maybe the game is just rigged so much that it's out of the question to believe. It's out of the question to believe that we can really get somebody we all think is presidential and deserves that office, a shot at that office. Because that's what you get. You get a shot at the office. And what can you do in this crazy political landscape now? Who's going to be the next commander in chief? You had Chris Christie who said, when he was asked about Jeb Bush, that, boy, it'd be fun with Jeb Bush on the campaign trail. So let's see. Are we thinking Chris Christie is running for president and Jeb Bush is on the undercard, or is it the reverse way? Would it be flipped? Christie sat down and talked to Bob Schieffer on Face the Nation. And he said he wouldn't refrain from running just because a friend was also in the race. And he suspects Bush wouldn't either. But he says he would love hanging out with Bush because they are alike in beliefs and policy implementation, he says. He says he's one of the nicest people he's ever met. So we go back to the same thing. Who do the Republicans run? Are we wasting our time? And I hope not, because I don't want to be cynical. I'm thinking we're going to just get that right person. Even though we know they're human, if they screw up, we feel like we're getting the truth. Have we just run that probability out of town? The answer is maybe we have. The political logjam has gotten so bad that you can't break it. You can't snap it. I hope not. Because I believe in the democracy and I believe in the founding fathers, the Constitution, everything was set up. If you go back and read it, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. And we're still a very young country. Is a third party really an option? Is that really something that's going to work? A lot of people don't think so. When I first started the show, that was what my rallying cry was. I don't think we can separate the Republicans and the Democrats anymore. Even if we know there's some good ones, they just can't work in the system. So we have to have that third party. But now I'm not so certain about that. We're going to kick out some more politics with Chris Salcido next on America Tonight.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This guy has a personality and an opinion, so he's perfect for America Tonight. Chris Salcido is the host of the Chris Salcido Show. It's on Glenn Beck's Blaze Radio Network every Saturday. Here's a cool thing, too. He is also the executive director of the Conservative Hispanic Society, and check this out. He likes to really let that opinion seep in out there, so he's a contributor to the DailySurge.com. And he has written a book, a novel, Liberty Rises. Chris, it already ate up almost this whole interview doing your resume, but I thought I'd do you solid.
Hey, Shane, appreciate that. I love all the plugs, man. People will have no problem finding me anyway.
There you go. We want them to be able to find you. All right, here's a great question for you, because a lot of times people assume minorities are lefties, they are Democrats, they cannot really be conservative, but that's not true.
No, it's not true at all. And as a matter of fact, that's why my show exists. It's what I've kind of dedicated myself to. If I had a dollar for every time I've had people calling, either calling to my show or write me saying, man, I thought I was the only one, you know, Latinos It's basically, no, man, you're not alone. You're not out there. As a matter of fact, there's a diverse opinion in the Latino community. It's funny you should ask me about that right off the bat. Today I was checking out this group. The GOP has this group called Latino Voices on its radar screen, and it dubs itself as a nonpartisan group. It's headed by Eva Longoria. And I actually made an inquiry as the executive director of the Conservative Hispanic Society saying, hey, do you guys back all candidates? And they told me on Twitter, if anybody wants to check out my Twitter page, you can see their response. Basically, they look at conservatism, or actually the GOP, as being not conducive to being a Latino, which I said, well, okay, that's more. I guess it answers my question, is whether or not they're bipartisan or not.
Yeah, but why is that not conducive? I don't understand that.
Well, I don't understand it either. And basically what this is, it's something I've been writing about kind of extensively. Another guy that I interviewed on my program actually wrote a book about it. It's called Ideological Bigotry. The left wing has swapped out the chains of racial bigotry, and they put in ideological bigotry, trying to pigeonhole minorities into staying into one ideological belief, and they come down very, very hard on those who don't toe that liberal line.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy. All right, so we know you're chatting and talking about it all. I got to ask you this. There's a lot of things to talk about. And I saw something you wrote about this, actually, and I laughed my head off. What's the deal with Boko Haram and the First Lady tweeting out about it? What is the deal with that? I don't understand.
You know what? What really ticked me off about this, because I don't have a problem with the First Lady getting on Twitter and joining the millions of people out there who find meaning in their lives by jumping on Twitter. You know, what I took exception to was the media fawning that she actually made a difference. Oh, she's making such a difference. You know, the minute I started talking about it on my show and on Facebook and Twitter, and the liberals came down on me like a ton of bricks. One guy saying, well, you know, she reaches 5.4 million people all over the world in one tweet. And I said, well, how reassuring is that? Now 5.4 million people here in the U.S. and all over the world know the best her husband can do in the face of international terror is a Twitter campaign. How wonderful. I'm not upset with the First Lady for you know, wanting to be a part of a group or part of the collective. Hey, she's a left winger. That's what they're all about, right? But this whole idea that it makes a difference, a huge difference in raising awareness, it may raise awareness, but it does nothing to get those girls home.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, what about doing that instead of just saying bring them back, do something, whatever? In fact, there's also a theory, Chris, that sometimes when you give groups like that one, which they are nasty, if you look at the background of Boko Haram, and there is the thought that, okay, now they're getting their 15 minutes, who knows what they can do with that, because they are feeding off that frenzy.
Oh, sure, absolutely. You know, Boko Haram is the illiterate cousin of Al-Qaeda.
Yep.
And, oh, by the way, since we know that this is a terrorist group and they just abducted over 200 girls, can we go ahead and dispel that 2012 presidential campaign myth from President Obama that, you know, GM is alive? Oh, by the way, GM is back in bankruptcy court. And bin Laden and, by extension, Al-Qaeda is dead. It looks like Al-Qaeda is resurgent and on the move and growing, and so is their illiterate cousin, Boko Haram, because of President Obama's lead from behind, light footprint foreign policy. Let's just abandon this whole idea from 2012 that Mr. Obama has been effective at all in waging the war on terror. That's out the window. So I guess we can thank the First Lady for this tweet. But you know, it's not just her, because this has been the entire MO for the entire administration. I was talking with a producer friend of mine today, and I said, can you remember Ronald Reagan back when he was president jumping on an Atari and playing Pac-Man? Because that, you know, that was all the rage back then when he was president, remember? And no, I can't remember Ronald Reagan doing that. But here we have an administration that takes selfies. Mr. Obama takes selfies of himself at Nelson Mandela's funeral and tweets it out. He takes selfies of he and Joe Biden. The State Department spokesperson in response to Vladimir Putin sending tanks and troops and airplanes into Ukraine and then annexing Crimea, the State Department spokesperson tweets out, just like Mrs. Obama did, a hashtag, United with Ukraine. I interviewed Ambassador Bolton and asked him for his response on this, Kate, and his response was classic Bolton. He said, you know, I love children. I just don't think they should be in charge of foreign policy.
That is classic. You're right about that. Yeah. I've spent some time with him as well. When the Republicans gearing up for midterm elections already, obviously, we've been talking about that. What do you think happens here? You think the Senate's going to flip and it's going to go Republican if you look at the seats, or do you think we're going to stay kind of the same as far as what the balance is?
I never underestimate the GOP's ability to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory, but if you're looking at all the polls right now, things look pretty good for the GOP. I want to meet the Republican who is going to show up in his race against or her race with the Democrat who's talking about this war on women and hits them upside of the head and says, you know what, this Democrat doesn't know what they're talking about. You want to see a war on women? Hello, Boko Haram kidnapping them and forcing them to convert to Islam. That's a real war on women. I think Democrats need a little perspective on what a real war on women looks like.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Hillary Clinton and the whole Karl Rove thing, and, you know, by the time we get down to it, who cares, I think, honestly? I think it's kind of funny. I laugh like you. Because by the time we get back down to this election in 2016, I think she's absolutely going to be the Democratic nominee unless something unforeseen happens, like a health issue, right?
Oh, right. That's a possibility. Or, you know what, Kate, we all thought she was the heir apparent to the Democrat mantle back in 08. Mm. But something shiny and well-spoken and young and totally yep. lacking of substance was enough to kick Hillary Clinton off the ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't underestimate the possibility of that happening again. And, you know, my friends over at PJ Media visited George Washington University. And asked all these kids, hey, what do you think about a Hillary run for president? Oh, I think it's fantastic. First woman this. It'd be so symbolic and symbolic this. And she's fantastic. Well, can you name one accomplishment that she did as her tenure of Secretary of State? And these kids froze. One actually saying, I think Benghazi was an accomplishment. She goes, you think so? You think Benghazi was her greatest accomplishment? He goes, well, yes, you need to have failure as part of any accomplishment.
Wow.
I don't know what that means, but that's what he said.
Wow, that's crazy, isn't it? All right, so for the Republicans, what do you think? I mean, it's Rand Paul's really emerging, the senator from Kentucky, and he's got the whole libertarian bent mixed with conservative, you know, I've found a other core younger audience kind of thing. It looks like there's a push from a couple of different people. The bench is pretty deep, But who is the most attractive person to you right now?
I haven't found that individual yet. With apologies to all the folks you mentioned, like, you know, the Rand Pauls or the Ted Cruzes of the world, or even Marco Rubio, whom I think we've all forgiven him for trusting the wrong people in that immigration kerfuffle.
Right.
But you know what? I don't know that from the ranks of Congress we want to draw our next occupant of the Oval Office. I want to go with somebody with a proven track record, and experience. Maybe Governor Scott Walker up in Wisconsin. He has a lot. He has done wonders up there in a liberal state, and turned that state around. He can make the case. I like him certainly more than I do a Chris Christie or a Jeb Bush. I think those would be complete disasters for the Republican Party. But I like to see somebody with some executive experience get in there.
Yep.
We need it.
Yep. I agree with you. It's been a lot of fun. Chris Salcido, thank you so much for coming on.
It has been my pleasure. You call, I'll be back.
I'll call, I promise you. Thanks, Chris.
All right, Kate. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Count with this biggie, AT&T, to buy DirecTV for a shocking $48.5 billion in cash and stocks, or is it shocking? I'll tell you what, if it happens for real because they've agreed to it, DirecTV, the number one U.S. satellite cable, or satellite TV, rather, operator, yeah, there's no cable in there, said and confirmed on Sunday that they've agreed to sell itself to AT&T for that figure. It is a huge mega deal. It will surely shake up what we call the television landscape. Stay tuned for more on that. You might have to tune into your DirecTV because that's going to be the only game in town. I hope that there's no trees blocking your dish. Who's going to run? What's going to happen? How about this? Politico informally polled 25 Republican campaign managers across the country. Rand Paul's name was by far the most popular. Other possible 2016 presidential candidates on surrogate wish lists include New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. He still hasn't fallen off. He came in second despite that whole Bridgegate thing because he can raise money. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker who was just mentioned by Chris Salcedo, is on the list as well. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Florida Governor Jeb Bush, former Florida Governor, Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan, and Florida Senator Marco Rubio also on the list. We know this, but the breakdown includes Paul appealing nationwide, Christie popular in the North, East, and West. Cash is king. Walker can raise it. His appeal is a good balance between the base and the mainstream. It's all about who can beat the Democrat, who can raise the most money, who gets the most votes in the end. The nominating process. 100 veteran deaths now have been linked to this delay in treatment, these veterans' hospitals. How depressing is that? The Dayton Daily News actually published a story on Sunday. They say they've been investigating it. They've looked at a database of paid claims. It shows since 2001 the words delay in treatment were used 167 times. The VA paid out $36.4 million to settle the claims. In one case, the newspaper found a pad of $140,000 in 2009 on a 2006 claim described as failure, delay in administration to hospital or institution, medication administered through the wrong route, failure to order appropriate tests. Oh. So what is the swift accountability here? Let's see. The president's furious. The head of the VA doesn't have the power to fire some of these people, but now they're going to try to get that power. A U.S. Government Accountability Office review released in December 2012 showed that the Dayton VA and others in Montana, California, Washington found scheduling errors in every hospital. Oh, it's frightening. Imagine they have dug this up. What else is out there? What else is out there that we don't know about? I shudder to think. I hope we don't hear about more horrible deaths, more waiting periods, the impossible. What do? You're distraught. You're at the end of your rope. You can't get an appointment. You can't get an appointment. Not good. A group of independent scientists, economists, and yes, even meteorologists say the scientific foundation of the Obama administration's claims that point to fossil fuels drastically changing the climate are a house of cards. Ooh, fighting words. 15 researchers in all called the White House National Climate Assessment a masterpiece of marketing. And where do we go from here? That was almost 900 pages. 900. I think we haven't heard the last of this. A gift shop in the National September 11th Memorial and Museum in New York City is being slammed as insensitive. Oh, that's never good. Why is it insensitive? Diane Horning told a New York paper that it's crass and very insensitive to have a commercial enterprise at the place where my son died. She and her husband, Kurt, never received the remains of their 26-year-old son, Matthew, who died in that attack. She's not alone. There are others who think they're trying to profit off the tragedy. About 8,000 unidentified human remains are stored at the museum, making it really a burial crypt of the missing. Their tomb, if you will, of the unknown. She says it's repugnant, shocking to sell baubles. She also objects to a cafe at the museum. The gift shop has T-shirts, caps, jewelry, other items that can also be purchased on their website. Now, here's the key, however. All of the money, all the net proceeds, they say, is dedicated to developing and sustaining the museum. And the store has that statement out there. There's a plaque that says that the gift shop was made possible by a gift from Paul Napoli and Mark Byrne. The two are partners in a law firm that received $200 million in fees and expenses when they sued New York City for 10,000 Ground Zero workers. The gift shop got $5 million of that as a donation. Be tough. Tough knowing the remains are there. There was never 100% agreement on half of the things when it came to what to even build at that site. Supposedly, at the memorial, all the people were asked over and over again what worked and what didn't work. But very sad. Very, very sad for those families who were upset and rattled by it. Speaking of being rattled, a man with guns arrested at Boston University at the commencement. Oh, are you kidding? Oh, what a time to threaten. And maybe that's what that was about. Massachusetts man has been charged with firearms violations for allegedly attempting to bring two loaded handguns into that commencement. Andre Massey of Marshfield was picked up by university police at a bag check area on Sunday afternoon. His wife, Sally Jenkins, told the Boston Herald her husband realized he wouldn't be allowed in when he saw the security area and was arrested while leaving. She was at the commencement to see her sister graduate. The district attorney's office says the 28-year-old has a license to carry firearms for hunting and target practice. He faces a civil penalty for violating the terms of that license. Follow this one closely. He's going to be arraigned Monday in a Brighton court on charges of unlawfully carrying firearm onto school grounds and disorderly conduct. So did he just forget that he had the guns? Or what? Now with what's happened at schools and universities, it's always a good idea to check. All right, we're ending with this one. 1950s crooner, oh, he had a voice, Jerry Vale, if you ever heard any of his music, died in California at the age of 83. Guarantee you have seen his face all over the place. He died at his home in Palm Desert. He had had declining health in recent years. His recording of the Star Spangled Banner in the 60s was played at sporting events forever. He also appeared as himself in the movies a couple of times, Goodfellas, Casino, and the TV series The Sopranos. Another wrap of We Can Count.
Time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.